Brian and Tricia, and we are Quick C98.3. Time for morning conversation.
What is your favorite smell?
Ooh. Wow, that's a difficult one.
I have a few.
Okay. What is on the list of Tricia's favorite smells?
Babies.
They do have a distinct smell, and it's a nice smell. It's a very pleasant smell.
Babies are just sweet smelling.
Mm-hmm.
And laundry, clean laundry.
Yeah, I like that.
And it has to be certain laundry detergents or fabric softeners. Some smell better than others.
So your laundry.
Well, other people's too. When I'm walking by people and I smell their laundry detergent or their fabric softener, I'm like, that's nice.
I tend to only smell people's clothes when they've been down to Lehigh's.
Oh.
And just stick my nose on their shirt and just.
You can definitely smell some Lehigh's.
Yeah. So yeah. Chocolate chip cookies also on your list?
Yeah, chocolate chip cookies. And bacon.
Those are all fantastic smells.
I know.
I love the smell of when Donna cooks anything in the crock pot because it's that smell that just wafts through the whole house.
Yeah.
She made something last week, and I don't remember what it was. And I literally came through the front door. Patches is wagging his tail, and then boom, the smell just hits me. And it was like I was just overcome with this sense of joy. My dog's happy to see me. There's this nice meal cooking, and then Donna come around the corner and smiled, and I'm like, this is the best day ever. I don't even remember what the smell was. It was great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Another smell that's good is cooking onions and hamburger.
Oh, yeah.
Together.
Yeah.
You know, ground beef. I swear, every time I cook it, somebody will walk through the kitchen and say, that smells so good.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, it's just the start of the recipe.
The caramelized onions and the ground beef together is a very, very good smell.
Yeah.
We want to know what's your favorite smell. It's Brian and Tricia. It is a fabulous Thursday morning. And, what do you got to talk about, young lady?
Well, let's talk about the morning conversation again.
All right.
What's your favorite smell?
I never did come up with a perfect favorite smell, but probably something good cooking.
Yeah,
and like,
I would agree with that.
But not that you've been home while it was cooking. It's when you walk in and somebody else has been cooking and you're like, boom, it hits you. That is my favorite smell. Doesn't matter which thing it is, as long as it's just something good and yummy.
All right. Well, something else that kind of goes along the line with the favorite smell, the morning conversation. I found this online on social media last week. It's about pouring a cup of laundry detergent or softener in the tank of your toilet. So every time you flush it, that smell will come out.
What?
Yeah. So I sent it to a friend of mine who is a plumber, and I said, what do you think about this? And he said that he had seen it and he was going to try it himself. So he did. And he said it actually does work.
So you pour what in the tank?
A cup of laundry detergent or laundry softener. And it sinks to the bottom and it will remain in the tank. And each time you flush, the aroma will be released into the tank. And the whole bathroom will smell like whichever, the laundry detergent or the fabric softener.
And I'm guessing that it does that because of the specific gravity. You know, it weighs more than water does.
Right.
So it will sink to the bottom.
Well, my friend says that it won't damage the tank parts. So I think it's worth trying.
Okay. Well, if anybody does have a problem with their toilet after trying this, Trisha's phone number is...
Oh, no. Try at your own risk.
Yeah. Disclaimer. If it breaks, it ain't my fault.